I am so excited for today's podcast.
Hey, Petunia. Me too. So what part are you the most excited about?
The part where we get to give gifts to the kids.
Again, me too. It was a really great idea to have a charity drive today.
I'd love to show you what I brought to give away, but maybe we should wait for Larry. Is he here?
I hope so, because the podcast has already started.
Let's go find him. Larry?
Hey, Larry. Where are you? The podcast is starting.
Deborah? Hi. Veronica? I love the hair. Jeff? Frank? Frank? Where's Frank? Frank! Ah, phew. Thought I lost you. Sorry for stepping on you.
Larry? What are you doing in here with all these rubber duckies?
Oh, no! They were supposed to be a surprise! But I guess I could give you a sneak preview.
Sure. I'd love to see what you brought today, Larry.
Okay. As you can see, there is a wide assortment of duckies. Each one is so special. Feel free to look, but please, don't touch.
There are a lot of duckies here.
I said no touching!
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Now, please allow me to introduce you to two extra special duckies. This one here is Deborah.
Ooh.
Deborah is a very sophisticated rubber ducky and enjoys luxurious bubble baths and chamomile tea.
I think Deborah and I would be great friends.
I was just thinking the same thing. And this here is her best friend, Jeff. Jeff is very adventurous. He enjoys roaming the high seas and boldly going where no ducky has gone before.
Ooh.
He sounds brave.
You have no idea.
Wow, Larry. You really brought some special duckies today.
I wanted to bring the absolute best duckies for the show and tell.
Come again? Show and what?
Tell. Show and tell.
So you brought these duckies for...
Show and tell. Is there an echo in here?
Larry, today's podcast isn't show and tell.
We're having a charity drive.
Come again?
A charity drive.
Charity drive.
Yeah, a charity drive, where we all bring things from home to give to kids who might need them.
Yeah, I brought a pair of sparkly roller skates.
And I brought my collection of fancy bow ties.
Kids do love fancy bow ties. Listen, guys, I didn't know we were bringing stuff to give away. Because, I mean, rubber duckies are my favorite, you know?
Oh, we understand, Larry. You should only give what you're happy to give.
Phew, I was kind of nervous there for a second. Right, guys?
So, what do you say we start the podcast?
Sure. We've got a great podcast today. We're having a charity drive. The whole episode is about generosity and giving.
That's right. Mr. Lunt will be introducing us to some new animal friends. Junior Asparagus has a fun segment about giving on a budget. And as always,
a surprise guest.
Today's show is going to be great.
Woohoo! Woo-hoo!
I've got Mr. Lunt on the phone.
Deborah and Jeff, you guys are going to love Mr. Lunt.
Hi, Mr. Lunt.
Hey there, Bob and Larry. I've got some new friends I'd like you to meet. Say hello, guys. Their names are Chad and Harry.
Hi, guys.
Chad and Harry are squirrels.
Right. That explains the chirping. Hi, Chad and Harry. I'm Bob.
And I'm Larry. Welcome to the VeggieTales Podcast. Can you translate that for us into squirrel?
You bet!
Mr. Lunt really is amazing.
Don't you wish you could talk to animals too?
Not really, no.
Chad and Harry have a bit of a problem. There's been a lot of moderately concerned feelings with their fellow forest animals lately.
Moderately concerned feelings? Why?
Usually, their forest is full of acorns. But there hasn't been much rain this year, and now there aren't so many acorns.
I know squirrels eat acorns, but do other animals eat them too?
Lots of animals eat acorns. Hogs, deer, foxes, mallards, acorn woodpeckers, and even insects.
Who knew?
They did.
Right.
So, there are a lot of mad feelings.
moderately concerned.
There are a lot of moderately concerned feelings going on in the forest because there aren't enough acorns to eat.
Well, do you guys have enough to eat?
They have plenty. Loads, in fact. They've accumulated an excess reserve of oak seeds.
Say what?
They got a lot of nuts. Like, a lot of nuts. It's crazy, man.
So what's the problem, then?
They're running out of places to hide their nuts. And they don't want the other animals finding out where they're hiding them.
Oh, I see.
That's great.
Why is that great?
Because God has given you more than you need.
That's right, Larry. And here's the fun part. Perhaps God blessed you so that you could bless your other forest friends.
And that's what we call generosity.
Yeah, so Chad and Harry aren't so sure about this generosity thing. They kind of like keeping all their acorns to themselves.
That's okay. They can start small. Just a few nuts here and there.
Who would they give them to?
Anyone who needs them.
Yeah, like hogs, deer, foxes, mallards, acorn woodpeckers, and even insects.
They say they're willing to give it a try.
Way to go, guys.
I have a feeling you're gonna love this generosity thing.
Talk to you later, Bob and Larry.
Bye.
See ya. Phew, I'm glad I'm not like those squirrels. They have so many acorns, and they just want to keep them for themselves. Silly squirrels.
What about rubber duckies?
Come again?
Do you think you could be hoarding rubber duckies?
I don't know about that, Bob. I might have a lot, but it's probably not too many. I'll have to get back with you after I count my duckies.
While Larry is counting his duckies, we're going to check in with Junior Asparagus. He's going to show us how to be generous on a budget. Take it away, Junior.
Hi, everyone. And thanks, Bob. Today, I'm going to share my personal secret for being generous with what you already have. And joining me are my three special friends. Mr. Nezzer.
Hello.
Madam Blueberry.
Bonjour.
And Archibald Asparagus.
Good day.
Okay, everyone. Would you like to see my secret to be generous?
Yes, sure.
Oui, oui. Oh, what beautiful fabric you are cutting.
Is that a sewing machine? What on earth are you making?
Here it is.
Is that a puppet?
Oh, I love puppet theater.
No, these aren't puppets. They're pot holders.
Oh.
What do you use a pot holder for?
Oh, I know this one. Pot holders are typically used for the purpose of holding pots.
Yes, and pot holders are great to give away. They're really useful, and I love making them.
Oh, they are so beautiful. I absolutely must have them all. I will buy them all right now. How much do you want?
Oh, no. They're not for selling. They're for giving.
Whatever she offers you, I'll double it. We can become business partners. But I'll take 90% of the profits, of course, because I provide the distribution outlets.
No! This isn't about buying stuff or making money. Archie, help me out here.
Junior has a point. No one is going to buy a potholder made from cotton. Those are quite outdated. The popular material of today is silicon. You see, silicon provides essential heat redistribution while...
No, no, no! This isn't about selling anything. These potholders are for giving away.
Junior, if you give them away, you won't make any money.
Hi, Eddie from
exactly.
El Paso. It's me, Larry the Cucumber.
To me?
No. You see, I made these potholders for today's charity drive. I want to give them away to someone who needs them more than me.
So you're just giving them away?
Yep.
Why didn't he just say so?
If you think about it, we all have something we can give. And that's what being generous is all about.
I like this idea.
Me too. I know exactly what I'm going to bring to the charity drive.
Me as well.
Thank you, Junior.
We're off to get something to give.
And I'm off to make more potholders. Back to you, Bob.
Thanks, Junior. Wow, this charity drive is gonna be a big hit.
Hey, Bob, I counted my duckies, and don't worry, I don't have too many, so I'll be keeping them all.
Oh, okay. Just out of curiosity, how many duckies do you have?
274.
Oh.
But those are just the duckies I brought with me. I didn't count the ones at home.
Well...
Bob, Larry, we got a kid caller. His name is Eddie from El Paso.
Thanks, Petunia. Hi, Eddie from El Paso. It's me, Larry the Cucumber.
And Petunia Rhubarb.
And Bob the Tomato. So, what's on your mind today?
Well, have you guys read the story of the widow's mites in the Bible?
Oh, sure.
That's a good one.
The widow's mite? Mite what? What might the widows do, Eddie? And why don't they just go ahead and do it?
No! Not widow's mite. It's widow's mites.
I'm not following you.
A mite was a coin in the Bible days. Kind of like a penny. But this poor widow, she only had two of them. And gave everything she had.
Wow! She gave away her very last mites? That's radical, dude! Radically generous!
Yeah! And well, I think I'd like to be generous too.
That's wonderful, Eddie.
So, what do I do?
Well, you could start by figuring out what you have to give.
Like the widow and her mites. She gave what was really special to her.
I have some old baseball cards, but they're kind of torn up.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too special.
I know. I have a baseball glove I can give. It's really nice, too. I bought it last year with my own money.
Now that sounds special.
Can you think of anyone who might need it?
There's a kid at school, Brian. He doesn't have one.
I bet he'll be happy to have such a special gift.
I can't wait. You know, this giving thing is fun.
Is that your only glove?
Yeah.
Phew, that is radical. I think I'm gonna hyperventilate.
Just, check with your parents first.
I will. But don't worry. They love giving. They'll love this idea. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
You bet. Goodbye.
How about a word from our sponsor?
Welcome to Flurry Labs. Let me ask you something. Do you want to reduce your electric bill and save the environment?
Yeah!
Then you're going to love the Sneezerator Generator.
The Sneezerator Generator?
Yes, the Sneezerator Generator. It is an electrical generator powered completely by your sneezes.
Tell us more!
You bet! Simply attach the mask to your face. Ouch! Then you simply let out a sneeze like this.
15% charged. Now powering the suburbs of Nantucket.
You see? Pure, clean sneeze energy. Become a sneeze hero today. Call 1-800-ACHOO today.
Hey kids, want to join real life heroes sharing the good news of Jesus? Then tune in today to Good News Heroes on Unite Radio. Explore stories of missionary heroes like Corrie Ten Boom helping Jews during World War II.
Just yesterday, I saw the Jewish family down the street be arrested as if they were criminals. There's got to be something we can do to help.
Or missionary pilot Nate Saint reaching the Aucas in the jungles of Ecuador.
I hope that someday the airplane will be an important part of telling them about Jesus.
That's not all. Explore the Bible on Good News Devos. What will you explore first? The story of Joseph? The Lord's Prayer? Or maybe the armor of God? Connect to Christ with Unite Radio wherever you listen to podcasts. Search for Unite Radio, that's U-N-I-T-E Radio, or visit cefonline.com/heroes. That's cefonline.com/heroes.
Is someone at the door?
I'll get it. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Miss Crabtree. What are you up to today?
Mrs. Crabtree is picking up the donations and delivering them to the kids for us.
That's very nice of you.
Well, thanks. I just love giving.
Here, take mine first. It's my favorite toy camera.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Laura.
Here's my potholders.
Thanks, Junior.
Here's some taco meat.
Wow, this is heavy, Mr. Lunt.
8 gallons. Lift with your legs.
Mr. Lunt, I know how much you love taco meat. Was this some extra you had? Or some lower quality meat you had lying around?
Oh, no, Larry. This is my prime grade A meat. Why do you think it's in such a nice bucket?
And I brought some of my favorite pills.
These are beautiful.
And I'll be giving away coupons for socks. Buy one, get the other free.
Kids love socks.
And I've brought my favorite assortment of British teas.
Wait. Everybody just wait. Aren't you sad to give away so much awesome stuff?
Well, I do love this toy camera. It's brought me so much joy. But now, I want to share that joy with somebody else.
So, you're not sad that you're giving away your favorite things?
No!
You're happy to give these things away?
Yeah, yeah, of course!
You betcha!
Giving is my favorite!
Larry, did you bring anything to give?
Well, not that I can think of.
No worries. Before I leave, can I request one of my favorite songs?
Of course.
How about Where's My Hairbrush?
Our curtain opens as Larry, having just finished his morning bath, is searching for his hairbrush. Having no success, Larry cries out,
"Oh, where is my hairbrush? Oh, where is my hairbrush? Oh, where, 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 oh, where is my hairbrush?"
Having heard his cry, Pa Grape enters the scene. Shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of Larry in a towel, Pa regains his composure and reports.
"I think I saw a hairbrush back there.
Back there is my hairbrush. Back there is my hairbrush. Back there, back there, oh, where, back there, oh, where, oh, where, back there, back there is my hairbrush."
Having heard his joyous proclamation, Junior Asparagus enters the scene. Shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of Larry in a towel, Junior regains his composure and comments,
"Why do you need a hairbrush? You don't have any hair!"
Larry is taken aback. The thought never occurred to him. No hair? What will this mean? What will become of him? What will become of his hairbrush? Larry wonders,
"No hair for my hairbrush. No hair for my hairbrush. No hair, 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 back there, no hair for my hairbrush."
Having heard his wonderings, Bob the Tomato enters the scene. Shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of Larry in a towel, Bob regains his composure and confesses,
"Larry, that old hairbrush of yours, well, you never use it, you don't really need it, so, well, I'm sorry, I didn't know, but I gave it to the peach, 'cause he's got hair."
Feeling a deep sense of loss, Larry stumbles back and laments,
"Not fair, oh my hairbrush, not fair, my poor hairbrush. Not fair, not fair, no hair, not fair, no wear, no hair, not fair, not fair, not fair, my little hairbrush."
Having heard his lament, the peach enters the scene. Himself in a towel, both Larry and the peach are shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of each other. But recognizing Larry's generosity, the peach is thankful.
"Thanks for the hairbrush.
Yes, good has been done here." The peach exits the scene. Larry smiles, but still feeling an emotional attachment for the hairbrush, calls out,
"Take care of my hairbrush. Take care, oh my hairbrush. Take care, don't dare not care. Take care, nice hair, no fair. Take care of my hairbrush."
The end.
Mr. Lunt, I just got an email from your squirrel friends, Chad and Harry.
You got an email? From a squirrel?
How do squirrels send an email anyway?
On a computer.
Right.
They've been giving their acorns to their other animal friends, and it's going great.
Woohoo!
They met a family of wombats who needed some acorns for the winter, and now they're happily enjoying acorn feast together.
Woohoo!
It's the surprise guest.
Hi, everyone. The children here love all the gifts you donated.
Woohoo!
I just wish I had something for this little boy, Ivan.
Does he like potholders?
Well, he just lost his favorite rubber ducky, and now he's really sad.
Aww.
Wait, did you say he lost his favorite rubber ducky?
Yeah.
His favorite one?
Yes.
His favorite ducky?
Yes, his favorite ducky.
Well, you tell Ivan that he's about to have all the rubber duckies his little heart could ever wish for.
Larry? What do you mean?
This is an atrocity. No child should be duckless, especially a child who clearly loves duckies as much as I do.
What are you going to do, Larry?
I'm going to give Ivan some of my duckies. No, all of my duckies.
Woo!
Larry, are you sure?
I have never been more sure about anything
in my entire life.
Ivan is going to be so excited. Larry, that's amazing.
All right, everyone, enough chit-chat. It's time to load up the veggie bus and give Ivan 274 rubber duckies.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah!
And what do you say, Jeff and Deborah?
Woo-hoo!
Okay, kids, that's the end of our show. Remember, God made you special.
And he loves you very much. Let's rock and roll!
Woo-hoo! Goodbye!
See ya!